From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ukraine has ordered an investigation following a report North Korea obtained Soviet-era rocket engines for its ballistic missile program. Kyiv Tuesday denied it ever provided Pyongyang any defense technology. Concern over the North's rapid progress in developing a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile has heightened global tensions. In a tweet Wednesday, President Donald Trump said North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un made a wise decision to postpone plans to launch missiles toward the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Vice President Mike Pence visiting Chile reaffirmed U.S. resolve in the face of the North Korean threat.
We truly believe that it's imperative that the regime in Pyongyang understand that all options are on the table. The United States of America will simply not permit a rogue regime in North Korea to possess usable nuclear weapons that can reach the continental United States and threaten our people.
The U.S. has called for a serious effort by Pyongyang to ease tensions by halting its missile and nuclear testing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for fresh diplomacy.
And it is why it is so important to dial down rhetoric and to dial up diplomacy. For my part, I want to repeat that my good offices are always available, and I conveyed this message yesterday to the representatives of the six-party talks.
Those parties in the suspended nuclear talks include the both Koreas, the U.S., Russia, China, and Japan. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Wednesday vowed to challenge this month's election results in court.
You have now decided to move to the Supreme Court and lay before the world the making of a computer-generated leadership.
Odinga has called the outcome of the August 8 election fraudulent. Some feared the 72-year-old politician would urge supporters to take to the streets in violent protest. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone has begun a week of national mourning for the hundreds who died in massive mudslides, while the grim task of burying the dead to avoid spreading disease continues. Nearly 400 are known to have died, including members of this man's family.
I have a relative who used to live in this community, my younger sister and her three children with her husband. But unfortunately, they are all dead.
The country of 6 million had just emerged from the effects of the Ebola outbreak that killed thousands. Sunil Saigal is the UN resident coordinator for Sierra Leone.
People are extremely traumatized, quite naturally, from a devastating event like this. People are missing, families have loved ones missing. The information we're getting from the communities is that this is the absolute priority to help find missing people and help provide support to the families.
Dozens of homes were buried in and around Freetown, the capital, when a mountainside collapsed during the rainy season. Hundreds are still missing and feared dead. Thousands have been made homeless. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada sat down Wednesday in Washington at the start of the first round of negotiations on restarting the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, a key campaign pledge by President Donald Trump. Robert Lighthizer is the U.S. Trade Representative.
For countless Americans, this agreement has failed. We cannot ignore the huge trade deficits, the lost manufacturing jobs, the businesses that have closed or moved because of incentives, intended or not, in the current agreement.
During the renegotiation, Lighthizer said the U.S. is seeking concessions that include tougher rules of origin and changes to the 23-year-old PAC's trade dispute settlement mechanism. Vice President Pence has cut short a trip to Latin America and is returning to Washington, reportedly preparing for a high-level meeting on Friday with President Donald Trump and his advisors on Afghanistan. The administration has been working to come up with a new strategy to end America's longest war, now 16 years old. In Afghanistan, a U.S. service member was killed during operations against Islamic State. The wife of Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe is seeking diplomatic immunity in South Africa, where she's the object of a complaint of assault by a 20-year-old model who claims she beat her with an extension cord at a Johannesburg hotel. 52-year-old Grace Mugabe failed to appear in a South African court Tuesday. A California judge Wednesday sentenced a 21-year-old defendant in a 2014 murder and robbery of a Chinese engineering student to life in prison without parole. Andrew Garcia, one of four, charged with the murder of Shiron G, a graduate student at the University of Southern California. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.